CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A group of Wentworth government flat dwellers is demanding that their homes be refurbished. They say the flats have been neglected for decades. Around 60 people waving signs have been picketing outside the Public Works Department in Mayville today. Organiser of the march, Desmond Desar, says there are over 500 flats that haven't been rehabilitated.
They've never seen a coat of paint for over 40 years. Pipes are leaking, sewage is leaking, taps are leaking. Roofs are leaking, and the department is doing nothing. The maintenance office there has got no resources, it's got nothing. More importantly, the Premier, we came here at a time when the Premier is here, so we are also urging her to intervene if the MEC is not doing nothing.
Desar says the Austerville Project Steering Committee was formed by government in 2010, but he says the project was stopped on several occasions, hindering the progress on maintaining the flats. This resident, Kerwin Sneeman, says he's been living in this home on Woodville Road his whole life. He says they are at risk of illness.
When it rains, that the dampness comes through the walls are not plastered. The water and sanitation system, the sewage system, so the smell that comes in there and around our area, our children are actually getting sick. Our children are suffering from asthma. Let's not talk about the roofing. We're still under the old roofing asbestos. Do you know how toxic and poisonous is asbestos? They did away with asbestos long time ago.
An investigation is underway after the body of an elderly man was found in Durban's Greyville area. Newswatch's Kunokuhle Malinga reports.
A group of golfers made the gruesome discovery on a pavement on DLI Avenue yesterday. The body was wrapped in a large plastic sheet. It's believed the victim was around 60 years old. KZN police have confirmed they are investigating the circumstances that led to the body ending up there. They say burial steps have opened an inquest docket. Kunokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And the red carpet has been rolled out for eThekwini's State of the City address in Durban. Guests and members of the media have started arriving ahead of the mayor's address, expected to get underway in a short while. Newswatch's Xelumusa Zulu is there.
All councillors are expected to attend the State of the City address, except for the IFP, which has announced it's boycotting the event. Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda is expected to speak to some of the issues facing the city. They include the ongoing water problems. Residents will be keen to hear what has and is being done by the city to deal with the unreliable supply issues once and for all. Xelumusa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
The top story, a group of Wentworth government flat dwellers is demanding that their homes be refurbished. They say the flats have been neglected for decades. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.